Hey everyone, you are listening to Siddharth Shah. On this podcast, I talk to you about success, mind power, personal and professional development and growth, and a lot more things to help you tap your infinite potential. The episode begins. The Code of the Extraordinary Mind by Vishen Lakhiani, one of the all-time bestsellers on how to use the power of your mind. Ki book summary ko hum samjhenge. We'll go through the 10 different laws which are mentioned in this, and also har ek law ko aap apni life mein kaise practically apply kar sakte ho. We'll have a clear-cut picture ki what is the power of my mind? What is that extraordinary power which I am not using, and really start to get some real powerful results to apply this power of your extraordinary mind. Let's decode this code of the extraordinary mind. Let's begin with the first law. The first law is transcend the cultural space. Uska matlab kya? See, understand this. There are two types of worlds. One is the absolute world and the other is the relative world. Absolute world ka matlab, fact is fact. Kuch cheeze change nahi hone wali. For example, the natural laws are never going to change. The cause and effect laws, maybe some natural laws like Nisarg ka niyam bolo, Vishwa ka vidhan bolo, Kudrat ka kanun bolo. These laws are universal laws. They are never going to change. The sun is going to rise in the east. The sun is going to set in the west. The tides are coming in. The tides are going out. The planetary movements. Sab kuch time to time ho raha hai using these natural laws. So that's the absolute world. Yahan pe hum kuch change nahi kar payenge. Aur dusra context hai hamara relative world, which is based upon our ideas, our belief systems, our conscious mind, our subconscious mind, hamare behavior patterns. Ye sab relative hai. Har ek person ka ek alag relative perspective hota hai. हर एक पर्सन की अलग दुनिया होती है. दैट इज द रिलेटिव वर्ल्ड ओवर हियर. सो ये एक आपको देखना पड़ेगा कि ट्रांसेंड द कल्चरल स्पेस का मतलब एक एब्सोल्यूट वर्ल्ड है और एक रिलेटिव वर्ल्ड है. टू अंडरस्टैंड हाउ टू मूव फॉरवर्ड, लेट्स गो टू द सेकंड लॉ. लॉ नंबर टू, क्वेश्चन द रूल्स. नो, व्हाट इज अ रूल? रूल इज अ वर्ड कॉइन बाय विशन लखियानी इन दिस पर्टिकुलर बुक, विच मीन्स अ रूल इज अ बुलशिट रूल. And ye jo rule iska koi base nahi hai, it's just a bullshit rule. We need to ignore that rule. Now what do you mean by this? That let's say some rules like this. You need to have a college degree to become successful in life. How many of you have seen college dropouts? Uska matlab ye nahi ki aapko degree nahi leni, but that's a rule. Let's say you have to have money to attract the money. That's also a rule. No, you can start from scratch and become a millionaire. There are so many self-made millionaires. Like working hard is very essential to become a millionaire. Wo bhi ek rule hai. You have seen a 4-hour work week mein, jahan pe maine uski summary banayi hai. How you can really start to work less and really start to earn more. To ye sare basis hai. I'll give you one more example. Going for one religion, following one religion is a rule. No, not necessary. You can follow several religions based upon your perspective, your choice. India is a democratic country. Jo bhi aapko religion follow karna aap kar sakte ho. To ye sari cheezon ki buniyad kya hai? Every belief system has to be questioned. Question the rules. I mean, really, really remove those rules. That's the second law to really start to make the life which you want to have in your life. Law number three is practice conscious engineering. See, success race mein, हम लोग इतने भाग रहे हैं दैट आवर लाइफ इज टोटली इम्बैलेंस्ड. विशन लखियानी गिव्स अस 12 डिफरेंट एरियाज टू वर्क ऑन टू हैव अ कंप्लीट बैलेंस ऑफ लाइफ, एंड देर आर दीज ब्यूटिफुल एरियाज. व्हेन यू लुक एट के हाँ यार मेरी जिंदगी के 12 पहलू है, क्या है 12 पहलू? लेट्स अंडरस्टैंड दिस. लव रिलेशनशिप, सोशल लाइफ, फाइनेंशियल लाइफ, क्वालिटी ऑफ लाइफ, हेल्थ एंड फिटनेस, इंटेलेक्चुअल लाइफ, इमोशनल लाइफ, स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ, करियर, करेक्टर, फैमिली एंड पेरेंटिंग लाइफ, योर लाइफ विजन. These are the 12 different areas which you can really have a balanced. तो आप अपनी लाइफ को देखिए कि कौन सी एरिया में आप इम्बैलेंस्ड है, और जैसे जो भी एरिया में इम्बैलेंस है उस पर आप काम करिए. यू स्टार्ट टू वर्क ऑन दोस एरियाज एंड रियली स्टार्ट टू मैनेज एंड हैव दैट रियल बैलेंस्ड लाइफ. दैट्स द थर्ड लॉ व्हिच ही टॉक्स अबाउट, दैट यू हैव टू प्रैक्टिस कॉन्शियस इंजीनियरिंग. द फोर्थ लॉ इज रीराइट द मॉडल्स ऑफ योर रियलिटी. An extraordinary mind has the power to really change the outside world by changing the mind from within. And how you can do so? By being grateful for what is working right now. So, yahan pe is law ko practice karne ke liye ek simple exercise hai. Start to write down those three things which you are grateful for. Really start to look at where exactly you want to go. Apne vision ko align kariye, what exactly where you are right now. That's where you really start to create a model of reality which you want to live in. एंड एवरी सक्सेसफुल पर्सन स्टार्ट्स विद दिस वन विजन कि मुझे ये चीज अकम्पलिश करनी है. दैट्स व्हेन यू स्टार्ट टू प्रैक्टिस दिस फोर्थ लॉ, रीराइट योर मॉडल ऑफ रियलिटी. लॉ नंबर फाइव इज अपग्रेड योर सिस्टम ऑफ लिविंग. See, every extraordinary mind always strives for more growth, more prosperity of contributing to others. So when you look at your systems of living, maybe in your work life, in your professional life, for your mind, for your heart, for your soul, every area of your life you have kind of a rewiring. Okay, I'm going to upgrade my system. I'm going to be a better person in terms of my health. I'm going to be taking care of my emotions. I'm going to be really having a higher IQ. I'm going to be constantly learning. So when you upgrade your systems, that starts to create an extraordinary mind. In fact, every extraordinary mind has to upgrade their system of living. This is the fifth law out of these 10 laws of an extraordinary mind. Law number six. Law number six is bend reality. Yes, like Neo in the Matrix, extraordinary minds create circumstances. Sometimes the situation might be tough, unexpected kuch cheeze hogi, but they are committed to the result. They are not attached to the result. They are committed to the end result. They are not attached to the process. And that's where things starts to work for them and they start to get and achieve the reality what they want. They can actually bend those situations and circumstances and create those situations and circumstances to achieve that particular vision which they are dreaming. Try it out. That's when we start off thinking of manifesting your dream reality. This is the sixth law, which is bending reality. The seventh law is live in blissipline. Now, what is blissipline? Blissipline is a word which is coined having discipline to experience bliss every single day. Yes, every day you practice gratitude, every day you practice forgiveness, every day you practice contribution. And that's where you really start to experience this discipline. And when you practice this discipline, you understand that every moment of your life needs to be enjoyed. You are not attached to the past because everyone has got our past. You are just letting go. I mean, forgiveness aap kar rahe ho and your focus is towards contribution. Every day aap discipline se aap karenge teen cheeze, you will experience this discipline, which is the discipline of experiencing bliss every single day. Try it out. Life will be really a charm for you. That's the seventh law in this extraordinary code of our mind. The eighth law is create a vision for the future. If you look at every successful person, every person who has changed the world, they have got a vision of what kind of future which they want. Our honorable prime minister has got a vision of India. Okay, this is the kind of India which we want. Let's talk about a businessman and an industrial. Let's say Mukesh Ambani, a Zuckerberg, or maybe even a Jeff Bezos. They all have great visions in life. Maybe an Ambani or an Adani. They all have great visions in life. So when you start to create that particular vision first in your mind, that's where things starts to happen out in the outside world. So that's the eighth law of having an extraordinary mind, having a vision of the future. Lesson number nine is be undashwithable. I can't speak out because it's foul language, but he talks about this particular one thing, which means that you don't have to care about the world. I mean, look at this. When you are believing in your own self, when you're working with this context of serving and contributing and really experiencing the joy, do not be caring about the world. Just F them. Just do not just focus on them. And that's where you really start to experience this entire ninth law. There is no fear of criticism. There is no fear of doubt, worry, anxiety. You are just enjoying the bliss. And that's where you really start to live this ninth law of be undashwithable. That's how you can say so, the ninth one. And the tenth law and the final law is embrace your quest. All extraordinary minds have their inner calling. That's the purpose of my life. And this is the quest. When we talk about discovering the purpose of your life, this is where you're living the purpose of your life. You're embracing this quest. It is a journey. It is a journey which you need to endure, which you need to live every single day. That's where you really start to enjoy the true bliss in life. So embrace this particular quest. And that's the 10th law. These 10 laws are so powerful. And when you start to unlock this power, the potential of these 10 laws starts to work for you. And then you decode the code of the extraordinary mind. You have an extraordinary mind. It's just that you have not unlocked it. But using these 10 powerful laws, now you're in the process of understanding that how can I decode this particular extraordinary mind? How can I really start to live the life which I want to live? It's a very beautiful book. It starts to talk about the power of your intuition. Ready to think and grow rich. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this episode.
To be notified of upcoming episodes, be sure to subscribe and follow this podcast on this app right now. Also, don't forget to rate and review. Thank you.